Hey, good morning, everyone. We are on day five. I want to thank my friends Daniel and Jillian Hayes for sponsoring today's recording. This is a very fundamental teaching that I'm about to share, and that is expressed in day five, not by thought alone, which is Maimonides, the great Rambam's approach to improving behavior. This 40-day challenge, this whole period of time leading up to Yom Kippur is all about getting better. Right? So how do we cultivate and develop better traits in terms of our personality development? And I quoted the great Rambam, who asked this question in Hilchos Deos, in his Laws of Personality Traits. And he asks, how can one accustom himself to follow the temperaments, the right kind of values and behaviors that we should try to follow in life so that they become permanent fixtures in our personality? Let's say we're too easily angered, or we're not getting angry enough because we don't have enough of a spine. What do we do? And to be able to just sort of fine-tune those areas that we're rusty in, or increase the areas where we're just absent in. And he basically, the Rambam, taught that a person should just keep repeating the desired behavior again and again and again. The Rambam is suggesting that we engage essentially in the very actions that develop the personalities that we want to create, and just keep repeating those positive behaviors, whatever it is that we're not doing, just do it. Don't think about it. You don't need to sit there in therapy and talk about your mother for too long, right? It's called a behavioralist approach. For example, if you want to become more kind and sensitive, so we should repeatedly perform acts of kindness for other people. Or if we've got a negative traits, like anger I mentioned before, we should try as best as we can in those situations to control our temper when a situation arises that makes us feel upset inside, and just continuing to subdue our rage until it no longer feels like a strain to be able to do that. And it's just repeated behavior. And this is, of course, an approach that is popular. It was developed by psychologists like B.F. Skinner in the 20th century. But its roots go far, far back. Now, I just want to mention, I didn't put this in the chapter. You can't deal with every negative trait or every situation in life that you're trying to change through B.F. Skinner behavioralist approach or the great Rambam. Just modifying behavior by changing the behavior, it doesn't always work that way. Sometimes we have to get into why are we doing this? Why are we saying these things? Why are we thinking these thoughts? And a little more of a psychoanalysis where we actually are talking about our mothers and, our past, not past lives, but traumas perhaps in childhood, like Freud wrote. So it doesn't work for everything, but it works for a lot. And I wanted to mention, and it's a very, very effective approach, by the way, just in human psychology and in Torah, in getting better, figuring out what I want to get rid of, extinguishing those bad behaviors by just starting to not do them and getting used to not doing them. And then just the opposite, positive behaviors, just repeatedly doing them again and again. Now, there's something I didn't mention in the chapter, which I think is interesting. There's a very famous verse in the Torah, Sur Meirah Ve'aseh Tov, turn away from bad and do good. Right? First, you have to turn away from evil, and then you can do good. Right? Now, there's a debate on that, though. And the great 18th century rabbi, Rabbi Aryeh Leib, quoted this verse and said that if you want to improve your behavior, you have to first get rid of the bad stuff. You can't just ignore the bad. And he uses this verse to teach us, Sur Meirah, in order to Aseh Tov, you have to Sur Meirah. In order to do good things, you have to first extinguish the bad behaviors. That was one approach. Whereas the Baal HaTanya really split them up. The Baal HaTanya was Rav Shneur Zalman Liadi, who was the founding Lubavitch rabbi and authored this great classic work, Tanya, that I teach. And he wrote that you should just ignore the negative stuff and just focus on the positive. And he said that he was arguing that it's impossible to wrestle in the mud and not get dirty. And therefore, don't even get bogged down by all the negative stuff you're doing. Just focus on positive things. And the more you focus on positive things, by nature, by definition, the more the negative stuff is just going to go away on its own. But you don't have to like extinguish it first, like Reb Aryeh Leib believed was necessary in order to do good. You have to get rid of all the bad. No, just focus on the good, the Baal HaTanya. And this was an approach of the Lubavitcher Rebbe, because the Baal HaTanya was the founding rabbi of Lubavitch, of Chabad. And therefore, the Rebbe followed this ideology and approach, which is not to focus on the negative, but to focus on the positive. And a lot of his teachings reflected this. Now, I'm going to leave you with the last line that I mentioned in the chapter, Acharei ha-pu'lot nimshichu ha-levavot. That is a line that is incredibly important. It's in the book of the Sefer HaChinuch, that after your actions follow your heart. So there's a debate. Do you have to just conquer and attack all the bad things, or should you just focus on the positive things? Lubavitcher Rebbe, based on the Baal HaTanya, was telling us to do the latter. Just focus on the positive. And the more you focus on the positive, the negative stuff will, please God, go away. Others say no. And like the Rambam seems to imply that a little as well, that you should, you know, to extinguish a negative behavior. But either way, behavioralist approach is key in Torah and in Judaism. And that's why Torah is mitzvah-centered. It's all about what you do. It doesn't mean we don't care about what you think. But we believe, and I truly believe this, that the mitzvahs that we perform, whatever it is, keeping away from the bad things, focusing on the good things, that's what's going to develop us into the people we want to become this Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So I don't think we have to sit and philosophize as much as we have to just start changing the behaviors. Let's take a minute today. What are the behaviors we want to extinguish? What are the behaviors we want to improve upon? And just start doing it. Because acharei ha-pu'lot, after the actions, nimshichu ha-levavot, will our hearts follow. Have a great day.